Good morning. Today we're continuing our discussion of the gartel, wearing a special belt over our clothing for davening. And yesterday we said that we have to reconcile two gemaras. The first one, Gemara in Brachos, said that libo roes ha'er va'aser, that we have to have a division between our upper body and our lower body in order to say kriyas shema. Same thing applies to Shemoneh Esrei and other brachos as well. And there's a different Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, that says that when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, there's a din of hikon likras elokecha Yisrael, that we have to prepare to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our davening. And part of that is putting on a belt, a gartel, a chagora. And the question was, how do we reconcile those two? Is it simply one belt necessary to fulfill both of those imperatives, to have a division in the body and also fulfill the mitzvah of hikon, preparing for a Shemoneh Esrei? Or do we need two separate divisions, the lev is not roa there, and the second one to fulfill the positive requirement of mitzvah to prepare and be prepared and dress properly for Shemoneh Esrei. So indeed, the Mordechai, one of the major Rishonim, brings from the Sefer HaTruma, another major Rishon, that we learn from that second Gemara in Shabbos, that you have to wear a belt because of the Shemoneh Esrei, because of the Pasuk, Kikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael, that you need a belt and you need to put on a belt. Sarech Lachkor Ritzuas or Kodem Shispalo. You need to put on actively a belt before davening, even though you already have a belt to hold up your pants and already you have a division between your upper body and lower body. That is not sufficient, because you need to beautify and make yourself splendid in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu based on the Pasuk, Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael, that we need to prepare to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the Torah brings that same Bala Trumas, that we have to have an additional belt for davening, and the Bach explains it very nicely as follows. We see in the Gemara in Shabbos that the Bavlaim, those in Bavel, that they used to take off their belt. The Gemara says that in order to daven, you need to put back on that belt. So in other words, they talk off a certain belt for purposes of eating. But while they were eating, they also had to say brachas. They had to say amotzi. They'd have to say birkas samazon. So it must be that they already had another belt on that would act as a division between their lev and their erva. So accordingly, the additional belt that they removed and that they're required to put on after they eat in order to daven must be a second belt, an additional belt, in order to fulfill the imperative of he. Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael, and the perush of Hikon is Hisna Elefan, if we need to beautify ourselves in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there we have it, the Shita, that one needs to have not only the basic belt, but in addition, needs to have a special davening belt. And indeed, there are actually a number of reasons for this. The first one that we brought is because of Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael, prepare yourself. And indeed, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you need to put on an azor, you need to put on tzarech, his language, you're obligated, you have to put on an azor, azor, besas, atfila, la azor, azor, you have to put on this additional belt at the time of davening, even if you have a belt on already, because that second belt is required because of Hikon. When it comes to brachas, that somebody's saying, you just need the first belt, the division between the lev and the erva, but for tefillah, and apparently that's mean Shemoneh Esrei, but we'll have to see at a later point, you'd have to have an additional belt. So that's reason number one why we need for Shemoneh Esrei. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah does say that it doesn't apply for Kriyat Shema, this concept of putting on a second belt of Hikon. This is specifically for Shemoneh Esrei. We need to put on a special belt. The second reason is brought by the Kaf HaChaim. When somebody's wearing this outer belt, he appears more of a Zoris. He appears to have more alacrity, desire to do mitzvah. So in davening, we have to look right. We have to look put together and desirable to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a third reason for having an additional belt is brought by the Sefer Yesodei Yeshurun, who says that this additional belt that we have is a zecher to the belts that the Kohanim used to wear at the time of the Avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Just like the Kohanim wore their belts, so too we have to wear our belts during our Avoda. Our Avoda is davening in the Shemoneh Esrei in particular. And in fact, because of the importance of having this additional belt, Chazal instituted that we should even say a special bracha when we gird ourselves with the belt, the bracha of Ozer Yisrael, Bigvura, that God HaKadosh Baruch Hu girds us with courage and strength. That's the significance of it, that we have a special bracha even to represent the belt. So there we have it, based on this shita of the Mordechai and the Baal Trumas, having that additional belt is an absolute obligation. It's tzarich, says the Shulchan Aruch, and we have three reasons for it. We have to have that belt because of hikon likras of Kecha Yisro. We have to have a special preparation and a special beautification of our clothing for Shmona Esrei. Number two, the Kaf HaChaim, we look more of a zaris, more alacrity when we put together with that additional belt. And number three, it's a zecher to the avnate of the Kohanim during the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Bezat Hashem, we will continue with other ways, hopefully, that we can reconcile the two Gemaras, Shabbos and Brachos, to see is there another view. Maybe it's not such an obligation to wear the gartel for davening.